This is Jay Sekulow. 13 days till the Iowa caucus. What does it mean for the country?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm taking your calls today at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And I want to hear from you as we are getting very close to not only the celebration of Christmas, but also just 13 days away from the Iowa caucus. How do you feel the Republican presidential campaign is going on right now? How do you feel that the whole process is going on? How do you feel about the candidates that are running? Our phone lines are open for you. We want your opinion. Who are you for? Who are you against? What positions you like? What do you think the major issues are? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear what you have to say. Interesting polling data that is out now. This is the most recent from Iowa on the Real Clear Politics average. It shows that Iowa right now, 23.3 for Ron Paul, 19.8 for Romney, 18 for Gingrich. Perry's at 11.8, Bachman at 9, Santorum 6, Huntsman 3.3. Very interesting developments, and a lot of people are saying, well, if Ron Paul wins the Iowa caucus, what does that mean for the Iowa caucus, and what does that mean for the GOP race? We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We want to know where you stand on the issues. We've also got a very aggressive briefing schedule we're working on the Obamacare matter. We'll get to that in a moment, but we do want to get your calls and your thoughts on the campaign right now as we get ready to celebrate Christmas. We want to get your political thoughts, 800-684-3110. Jordan, the issue right now is Ron Paul is about, on the Real Clear Politics average, is about about 3.5 points ahead of Mitt Romney, which is in the margin of error. What's the sense? What are you hearing from your people on the ground?
Well, listen, I think, first of all, it says more about the state of the Republican political race than anything else. Why do I say that? Because if you look at every other candidate, Ron Paul has a niche. What do I mean? He's got a niche of support. It may be growing. He's spent a lot of money in Iowa. He's always been able to raise money from his core. I know there's plenty of people listening to the show who like Ron Paul. I tend to disagree seriously with his foreign policy. I don't really have any major disagreements with some of his domestic policy, maybe a bit too extreme on some aspects for me when it comes to the legalization of drugs and other issues like that. But when it comes to his foreign policy, that's where I kind of draw the line on his candidacy. But he's got a core constituency. What do we see? Well, if you take everyone else's percentage numbers in the race, it's not like Ron Paul has a majority of the votes within the Republican Party. He's got a niche, and his niche is kind of at that 20-ish percentile range. The question will be, Dad, does Newt Gingrich recover from the negative attacks that have been waged upon him, which, by the way, I think are absolutely fair. It's about his record as being, you know, what he's done in government. And the second part is, can Mitt Romney continue to climb back up? And he is actually climbing in the polls for the first time since this race.
Yeah.
And I think that says good things about his campaign.
They show a 30-30 between Romney and Gingrich.
And he's never been at that point.
He's never been at 30%. He's been hovering in that 22-24. Here's the other thing about the negative advertising and the negative ads that are running. The fact of the matter is, folks, believe me, Barack Obama is, and he's entitled to, is going to run negative ads about his opponent.
Yeah.
So and it's going to be vice versa. That's the nature of politics. You got to be able to defend your positions. And then what does happen to Newt Gingrich here? And maybe peak too early. We're going to find that out soon. Hey, we're taking your calls. We want to know where you stand on the political issues, how you feel about these candidates, and what the issues you're concerned about, which issues are front and center for you. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Now, let me encourage you to do something, folks. We're at the end of the year. We're in a matching challenge. I want you to go to aclj.org and sign on to support the work of the ACLJ. It's tax deductible, and any amount you donate at aclj.org, let me tell you, it gets matched. The same thing if you call us at 877-989-2255. If you enjoy our program, enjoy the work of the ACLJ, support our work. 877-989-2255 to make a pledge, or aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
No, no.
The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulo. The Jordan Sekulo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSekulo.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We are in the middle, rarely towards the end, of a $1 million goal. Defend life and liberty with an unprecedented number of attacks on our faith, on freedom, on life. And you know we've been fighting aggressively. We've got four separate briefs we're going to be filing in the Obamacare cases in January and February. Arguments now in March. 5.5 hours of oral argument. Hundreds of pages of briefs, as you can imagine. We've got an unprecedented opportunity. A group of our donors have gotten together and have said they will match up to $1 million, any amount given by any of our ACLJ friends or members. So I want to encourage you. We don't do this often on this broadcast. I want to encourage you to make a tax-deductible gift right now to the ACLJ. You go to ACLJ.org. It's a very easy way to do it. Any amounts you donate, we get a match for. If you donate $10, we get $20. $20 is $40. $40 is $80. $80 is $160. We had several people yesterday donated $1,000, and we ended up getting almost, I think, $4,000 or $5,000 in matching challenges to that. Actually, yesterday, I think almost $15,000. The head of our internet group just told me that we've had a great response to the email that's out on the Obamacare litigation that we're involved in. You know we're defending freedom. We're defending life. This is where I need your help. Let me encourage you to go to ACLJ.org and make that online donation or call our toll-free number. You can also, by the way, sign up for our brief in defense of getting Obamacare declared unconstitutional. You could sign up and be part of the brief, but you can also make a gift, and I want to encourage you to do so at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Please go ahead and support the work of the ACLJ. Let's go right to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in from a whole group of people from literally coast to coast.
John's calling from California on line 5. John, welcome to Jay Sekulo Live.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
My question is directed towards Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan, yeah. I like your overall, I like what you stand for, but now you always say that you don't like Ron Paul's foreign policy, and you're one of the people that like to quote the founding fathers. Well, let me quote something.
Wait, first of all, John, point me to when I've quoted the founding fathers. I mean, I quote the Constitution. But point me to when I'm quoting the founding fathers on foreign policy. I mean, or any policy, actually. I quote the Constitution, and that's my goal. But you can finish on with your comment. I'm just not sure where you're going with that part. But go ahead.
Just say something. John Quincy Adams, sixth president, said. He says the United States should not be going abroad seeking monsters to destroy. In other words, the United States can always find a dictator, somebody they don't like.
Did we cause 9/11, John? I mean, this is the problem. First of all, John Quincy Adams, you're talking about a time when people traveled the world with boats. Boats that didn't have engines. We have jets now, jets that can be flown into buildings with airplanes. I wish you could go back into your time period, John, but let's be honest. we don't live in a world where you can disconnect from what's going on around us. John Quincy Adams did. You did not have to be so involved in what's happening in Asia, which basically as a power didn't exist. There were no major Chinese powers, and it was still set up in different royal families and very divided. You look at what's happened, of course, since his time, the rise of the Soviet Union, the fall of the Soviet Union, the rise of China, the rise of the communist movement in China. You've got, of course, our enemies in places like Iran, nuclear weapons, missiles, jets, air travel. I mean, you've got space exploration. I mean, John, how can you make that comparison? I think at a time period, first of all, the United States was engaged in a lot of conflicts during that time period. Let's not forget the Revolutionary War. Then we of course, had the Spanish-American War. We were fighting the British in Canada. We were fighting the Mexican – we had the Spanish-Mexican War as well, the American-Mexican War. Then, of course, we had our own Civil War where we were using foreign powers to aid both sides. We're not even getting to World War I yet. So, I just think using a comment from John Quincy Adams to talk about foreign policy in today's world is not fair. If you've got a constitutional problem with how the United States presents inter-armed conflicts, go right ahead. But don't try to quote a president who lived in a time period where they could not imagine the capabilities of travel that we have.
And the lethality of the nature of the attacks that we would have. But we thank your call, John. Let's get some more calls. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. And again, let me encourage you, ACLJ.org, online tax-deductible contribution to the ACLJ, supporting our work, part of a matching challenge.
Irene calling from New York on line four. Irene, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Irene.
Ron Paul wins Iowa. Those Iowans are either racist and anti-Semitic. After reading Ron Paul's newsletters, plus he's 76 years old. He's too old. We've never elected someone that old. Plus, he hates Israel, too.
Well, he's got, here's what I'm going to say, and I've been pretty vocal on this, as is Jordan. I completely and fundamentally, and I know we got a lot of Ron Paul supporters listening to his broadcast, I completely disagree with his entire approach to the Middle East. I think an isolationist approach to the Middle East is dangerous not only for stability in the region, but for our own national security. I think we have to be realistic of what we're dealing with. You've got Syria exploding right now, Egypt in an absolute meltdown, and on top of that, we're going to go ahead, and this is the reality. On top of that, we're going to say, oh, if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, so what? I don't blame them. They need one. But the problem is, Congressman Paul, is they'd use it. That's the problem. This isn't Russia with co-deterrence here. This is a serious situation. I just think it's misplaced foreign policy. But look, it's a free country. If he does win Iowa, I think it probably hurts the most Newt Gingrich, Jordan. That's my take on it. If Iowa goes to Ron Paul
and Iowa, I agree with Irene. I think the Iowa straw poll. You've already seen big candidates. John McCain didn't compete in it in 2008, and he got the nomination. This time around, you had Mitt Romney say, I'm not going to compete it, though he has competed. He just said this is not really a good representation of how things go in Iowa. And, he won it in 2008, and he said, I don't want to be a part of this. So what I would say at the end of the day is that this will be a reflection on – I don't want to blame all Iowans because it's only 20-something percent. So you remember, 80% of the rest of the voters, they're split. They're trying to make a decision between candidates. But I think it's not good for the caucus because it shows that you can win the whole caucus with barely 22% of the vote, and that's not very definitive. And, Dad, let me just say, too, the electoral process, and this is good education for everybody on listening to the broadcast, say, the electoral process for the Republican Party has significantly, fundamentally changed this year.
Right,
there is no more winner-take-all.
Right.
So you can come in second place in every state and win the nomination because you're the one who consistently does well. That bodes much better for Mitt Romney than it does anyone else. In fact, if this system was in place, Dad, in 2008, Romney would have won.
Interesting also, I think the one that suffers the most with an Iowa defeat, and that is either a Ron Paul win or a Mitt Romney win or a Michelle Bachmann win, is Newt Gingrich. Because if you then go to New Hampshire right now, again, Real Clear Politics average is that Romney's at 33.8, Gingrich is at 20.8, which is Romney up 13. Bachmann is not, that's not a strong area for Michelle Bachmann. Huntsman's at 11.8. Interestingly, Ron Paul 16.5 there. Perry is pulling very low at 1.8. Let's take some more phone calls, but it tells you that New Hampshire's probably going to Romney. If Iowa goes to Paul or Romney, boy, does that change the entire dynamic. And I think, it, like you say, then you go to South Carolina, and I think you got a whole new ballgame. I mean, what could happen in South Carolina is a number of things. Gingrich could somehow stay strong there. Romney could rise because Nikki Haley. Or you could have a situation where Rick Perry maybe gained some traction because of the evangelical vote, although he doesn't seem to be attracting much of that right now. Let's go right back to the phones. Again, folks, let me encourage you. This is really, really important here. I want to ask you to help us with our goal of meeting our matching challenge, which is our Defend Life and Liberty challenge. We've got a $1 million goal. We're getting there. We're not there yet, but everybody helps. If you go to aclj.org and donate, you're going to help us directly because it's an online tax-deductible gift, and it's matched. Or if you call us at 877-989-2255, that's 1-877-989-2255. To make a gift as well. But aclj.org is the easiest way for you to do it. By the way, Matt Lewis at the Daily Caller has said this in his column today. A vote for Ron Paul in Iowa is a vote for Mitt Romney. Interesting point, because that would the sense is that Ron Paul doesn't go much out of Iowa, and that pretty much knocks Newt Gingrich and the rest of them out of the box. So we'll see what happens there. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, we'll grab one more call before the next break. Let's go to Robert calling from Florida online too. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to make a comment about Ron Paul being anti-Israel. I think he's actually the most Israel-friendly candidate. He strongly supports Israel independence and self-reliance.
But he would not come to the defense. Robert, I only had a minute left. Let me ask you this. When Ron Paul says if Israel was attacked by a nuclear weapon, he would not help defend them, how do you say he's a strong supporter of Israel? That's what he said in the debate. He said it over and over again. I'm not
really
misquoting.
That. I mean, he
go
really
look it up.
That.
So, Robert, how do you defend that? You got 15, 20 seconds because he can't defend that. And by the way, let me say this, Robert. No one in Israel is saying they agree with Ron Paul. So you're saying Israel, he's so supportive of Israel, but I don't see any Israelis saying they like Ron Paul's theory.
Go ahead, Robert.
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu himself agrees with Ron Paul.
No, he does not. You are now lying. And don't spew lies on the radio show. No Israelis say they don't want support. They don't want foreign aid from the United States or military support from the United States.
Especially
or an ally
the
who will come
Iranian
defend
attack.
Them if there's a nuclear attack. Ron Paul said if they're hit by a nuclear weapon, we'll do nothing. That's not an ally. That's
and
not
folks,
being a friend.
That's the reason,
don't spew lies.
That's why we've got an office in Jerusalem, and you can help keep that open in the office in Washington. Go to aclj.org and make that online donation during the break. aclj.org. To help us out and keep the ACLJ fully engaged. Back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordansekulow.com. The work of the American Center for Law and Justice could not be accomplished without your prayers and support. And now more than ever, we need your assistance. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
This is such a critical time for us as we prepare for numerous legal and legislative challenges in the new year. We need to hear from you now. If you make an online gift between now and the end of the year, it will be matched. That's right, it'll be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please take a moment and make an online gift to the ACLJ right now, a gift that's not only needed, but will be matched and greatly appreciated.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. Make your online gift right now, and it will be doubled through the end of the year. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org to help support the vital work of the American Center for Law and Justice. Thank you.
But I'm not going to play for our audience today and our friends at the ACLJ. I will ask, however, for you to continue to support the work of the ACLJ. And can I say a huge thank you to tens of thousands of you who are supporting our work around the globe? It really makes a difference that is significant, and I am encouraged and excited to say thank you to our ACLJ friends and members. And I'm also encouraged and excited to say continue to support the work of the ACLJ. You know, December's our most important month of the year. This is how we fund basically the operations in Washington, D.C., as well as a lot of this radio broadcast, what comes in December. So if you're listening to us right now, support the work of the ACLJ by going to ACLJ.org, make that online contribution, or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or simply ACLJ.org. We're having a good time talking about the politics of the day. Let's go right back to the phones. Jordan, who do we have next?
Let me just say a brand new poll that just came out from Rasmussen. I mean, just literally moments ago. And the new poll, this is just for the Iowa caucus. Man, it's very much in line with what we're saying. Mitt Romney now in the lead, 25%. Ron Paul at 20. Newt Gingrich continues his slip, now down to 17%.
Yeah,
that means Romney now in the Rasmussen poll is outside the margin of error.
Well, here's what happens, folks. If Mitt Romney wins Iowa, he will then win New Hampshire, and I suspect with Nikki Haley's endorsement, he wins South Carolina, and this becomes a shorter race. However, if, for instance, Mitt wins and Michelle Bachmann comes in a close second or comes up in the polls, she may continue going as well. She's certainly been a force. She's been one fantastic debater, too, let me tell you. Mitt Romney has been steady. I review the candidates this way. Mitt Romney, steady, I think is the way to say it. Consistent and steady. Michelle Bachmann, you could tell she was a tax litigator. She had the same. We both had the same job coming out of law school. We both worked for Treasury, and she was in the same division I was in Treasury as a trial lawyer. You could tell she was a trial lawyer. She's just tremendous at the debates. There's no doubt about that. You look at the consistency, as I said, of Romney, the tenaciousness of Michelle Bachmann. Rick Santorum on foreign policy, I think, is surprised. Everybody knew where he was on socialism. On foreign policies, he's done very well. Ron Paul on the domestic issues has some really good ideas. On the international issues, I'm obviously someone that does a lot of work around the globe. I'm very concerned. You know, and Governor Perry, who's a nice guy, just has not seemed to come out of the gate, or as John Huntsman, just doesn't seem to be getting much real traction there. At all. But let's get right back to the phones. We've got a lot of calls coming in. We're going to take yours. Who do we have next?
You know, we've got a lot of calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to John calling from New York Online 6. John, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, John.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you great.
Oh, good deal. I think that ultimately, as Christians, we should be concerned about, most importantly, the right to life. And I believe Michelle Bachmann, of course, and Rick Santorum, and also Governor Perry are the strongest on that. However, they also have to be capable, as God has told us, obey those in authority over you. But I do believe that if America doesn't change its ways, our hypocrisy, our lukewarmness to claim to be a Christian nation, and yet we seem to be, and I'm a passionate patriot, but we seem to be the most wicked and evil perverted nation in the history of mankind.
Well, obviously there's a lot of issues in the country that we don't agree with, but I don't put us on the same plane as Nazi Germany. I don't put us on
North
the same
Korea.
Plane as North Korea. I don't put us on the same plane
Iran.
As Iran. And I could keep going and going. You want me to go to dictatorships around the globe? It's still the greatest country in the world. But John, I will agree with you on this. We need to be praying for godly leadership, and there's a lot of good people running. But it's interesting that this latest poll that's come out has Romney ahead. Is a fascinating development. And what does it mean for Ron Paul? Well, if Ron Paul does not win Iowa, Jordan, he's probably done.
Well, I agree.
Except
he's raised
a lot of money. So
he could keep campaigning. He could try to run his third party, which I think would be bad. But let's go to the second part. I think Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum, in the latest poll there, it's 6% and 10% respectively. Same Rick Perry's at 10%. So the three politicians that John mentioned, I do agree, they're all strong on life, very strong on life. But they're not tracking, and if they're not tracking in Iowa yet, and we'll see what happens with the actual caucus. Those numbers in these polls are not always indicative of how many people actually turn out to vote.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you really care about these candidates, see, the issue is that you're naming three.
Yeah, hey, by the way, Jordan, it looks like Rasmussen's actually on air right now. Let's do this. Are we capable of doing this? Let's go right to take a listen to see in a moment what he has to say. Here we go.
In our poll a month ago, he fell to 20% a week ago, slips a little bit further. In Iowa, at the moment, it's become a race between Romney and Paul for the top. And then you've got four other candidates, Gingrich, Rick Perry.
Well, there you have it, Romney and Paul for the top, according to the Rasmussen report. That's a live feed we just got. I'm glad we were able to get that. Well, that's a change. That's going to make it very interesting right through the holidays, that's for sure. You got Romney at 25, Paul at 20, Gingrich down to 17, Perry at 10, Santorum up at 10, Michelle Bachmann down at 6, Huntsman at 4. Jordan, if in fact it ends up being, let's say, Romney, Paul, and Gingrich, what happens then to the Michelle Bachmanns, the Ron Pauls, the Rick Perrys, and
Let's say Ron Paul wins. Let's say Ron Paul wins, Mitt Romney's close second, and Newt Gingrich is behind, but like by 8 points. So it's considerably behind. Now, if he's 1 point behind, it's kind of a three-man tie. If that's the case, you go in New Hampshire, Mitt Romney probably rolls and wins big. That means he comes into South Carolina with the support of the governor there and more people endorsing him. He already has the most endorsements.
Right.
The other candidates fall by the wayside pretty quickly after South Carolina. Why? It's very tough to compete in the next state, Florida, if you don't have resources.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich doesn't even have resources.
Yeah, we've
so
been
I'm not
down
sure
there before,
be
and we know what that's
very,
like.
Very, yeah.
It's
I mean,
a
you got
state
you gotta
with a lot to cover.
You got to fly around. You got to pay for television ads in major markets. And it's not always about money, but people make the Mike Huckabee comparison. He had a lot of money. He raised a lot of money after he won in Iowa, and he won big. And the way these polls show is that, see, Mitt Romney wins big by squeaking out a victory. Ron Paul wins big by squeaking out a victory. Newt Gingrich, by coming in third after being up 10 points as of a week ago, shows it how vulnerable he is to the attacks that would be launched against him, not just by his own party, but by others. Let's go to Beverly in Texas on line five.
Hi, Beverly.
Beverly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm from Texas right now. I have the privilege, actually, of being in Michigan at the time that Governor Romney, Mr. Romney's father, was there. He was an excellent, moderate conservative. He had a balanced type of approach towards governing, and I'm very impressed with a moderate conservative. I believe we should support Israel. I mean, look at your revelations. Look at the predictions that are coming. It will be necessary. Sometimes God uses other countries to support or to punish whichever his people. And
I appreciate your call, and I think we're going to get more into this whole issue tomorrow. We're going to take more of your calls. We're just out of time today, but I appreciate your call, Beverly. I'm glad the polling data broke, which right now has Romney back in the lead in Iowa, Paul slipping the most, according to the Rasmussen report, so that's interesting. Folks, this is the time I want to ask you. You know, several people went to the website yesterday and donated $1,000. That means we got $2,000 for every time they did that. Go to ACLJ.org, whatever the amount is. It could be $5, we get $10. Whatever the amount is, we get a tax matching gift. ACLJ.org. We encourage you and appreciate your support for our work here at the end of the year. Or 877-989-2255. Or simply go to ACLJ.org, supporting the work of the...
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.